All right, man, what's going on? So, I figure I'd do a little pre-game of the ball. I don't know. Just to give, you know, you guys a feel of what's to come, what direction I'm trying to head with the sports talk. I'm not trying to be any other basic sports talk out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get trying to get more depth into things. Definitely unbiased. You know, like, you gotta, even in life, man, you gotta look at things at a three-dimensional point. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we have emotions, we're humans, but you gotta, like, you know, put that to the side and really look at what's fact, what's rational, what's logic. And, you know, sports itself plays a lot of things in life. Like, it's just a play of life, if you must. I mean, you have your trials and tribulations. You know, you have your underdogs going for the championships, you know, these overpowered teams that, you know, nobody could defeat, who could defeat them, you know, like your 0-1 Lakers, you know, 91 Bulls, you know, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to try to cover most sports, you know what I'm saying? I'll probably be heavily more on basketball, but... I try to cover things, you know, I actually do enjoy to watch. So, you know, that'll be football, a little bit of MMA, baseball, you know, just, I'm hesitating because it's just, there's so many sports, man. There's so many things I want to say, like, right now. But, you know, as I keep dropping these shows or whatever, man, we'll start to, you know, unwind the things, you know, start to really peel the layers off this onion, you know what I'm saying, if you've ever heard that saying before. But, one thing I do want to talk about particularly, it was in my head all of a sudden, with this whole pregame thing. Folks, please understand, most of the sports figures... A good majority of them are they're assets, you know what I'm saying? They're Nike, Adidas, like they're just corporate assets. So, you know, they're getting paid bukus of money. You know what I'm saying? And you know, every right so I guess they've earned it. You know, so you could say that they've earned it. They're, you know, they're professionals in their fields, but it's just, you know, you can't be surprised when they have, you know, they truly don't have a say or a perspective. Really, it's just, you know, scripts handed to them. It's just like, hey, say this, say that. You know, people are gonna be like, oh, here comes the conspiracy theorist. You can say that if you want to, you know, whatever you feel like. But I mean, you know, facts are facts, man. These people are assets. You know, and it's just, it's a shame too, because, like, you know, people just really don't realize how crazy and wicked this world is. Like how truly maddening things are out here, man. But that's for another topic for another day. But back to this whole, you know, these asset things. Like, you know, these players, I try not to take actual, like, political advice from them. Because it's like, you know, what the hell, no offense to any of them. Because I bet they're, you know, they're intelligent folks. They have to be. I would hope they are, you know what I'm saying? But you can't expect me to hear, I don't know, like LeBron James, you know, talk about, you know, how we could bring the money back into the U.S. or, you know, how the dollar is so inflated or something like that. I mean, I just wouldn't expect, like, LeBron James to speak in that level. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing. It's not even knocking the brother at all, man. It's just, you know, I'd expect him to show me how to dunk or something, or, you know, how to sell shoes, or, you know, I don't know. Stuff like that, man. And it's just like when these celebrities start, you know, with this I'm woke thing, it gets a little weird, because people actually take that serious. You know what I'm saying? We're selling dreams, as the homies would say back home. You know what I'm saying? You're just selling dreams. Like, but I mean, that's just the way the world works, man. I mean, you gotta make money. So, I mean, it's all about the dollar. All about the control and the dollar. But yeah, not to get away from subject at hand. Like I said, just wanted to do a little pregame, give a give a feel of what direction I'm trying to go with this show. You know, we as people sometimes have this over infatuation with some of these major sports figures. You know, they're talented, but you know, there's no need to be obsessed over them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just trying to give a perspective on a macrocosmic level of you know, today's sports. So I hope you guys have a good one and have a ball.